putting the asthmatic in charismatic. You're listening to Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show.
Ladies and gentlemen, back in the studio for his maybe third visit, I think. It's a guy named Brian Houston. This is Brian's description of Brian. I used this last time and I just didn't want to create a new thing. So, I write the songs that make the whole world... No, that's wrong page. Hold on. I write songs and make records. I play shows and people come. Sometimes they buy records and DVDs and then I go to the next town and do it again. People laugh, people cry. I don't know why. I swallowed a fly. It seems it touches their souls. More come the next time I play, especially in America, and that's nice. I'll play more shows in Ireland, England, America, and Canada, anywhere they speak English and can make me out, as opposed to make out with me, because he's married. Life is rich when your songs are on the radio and people love you. I'm grateful for that. Hey, I even got a song on a record with Elvis Presley and Patty Griffin. Life is sweet when you're in the company of legends. I hope to be well known for my music across the world someday. I'm sure it'll happen quite unexpectedly. Of course, he's been saying that for a while. It's like people waiting for Jesus to come back. Just when I'm not looking. You see? It's the same thing. I'm looking forward to that. Well, in a I'm not looking kind of way. And then I'll own a big fancy studio and have a big house and build a home for battered wives. It's a good life after all. Justin Townes Earl said that. I'm a lucky man and getting luckier. I made that bit up myself. Oh, so you know, this is what I'm not. I'm not cool, trendy, shoegazing, indie rock, diva, big hair, big voice, big ass sets, available for reality TV, game shows, or star-making programs. I write great tunes that mean something to real people. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Houston will be performing at the Orangeville Jazz and Blues Fest tonight at the Center. 375 Hanson Boulevard, 7 p.m. $5 cover. That's it. $5 cover. Of course, they might have a love offering or something like that. If you love the Lord, give Brian money. BrianHouston.com. Brian, welcome back, you big
girl.
You big girl. How are you, mate?
Good, man. How are you?
You look good.
Thank you.
Except your hair's getting bigger. Mine's
it
getting,
is. But hey, I've been on the road a month.
You got to change that little line in there.
Hey. Well, you see, once you've been away for a while, you can't find a decent barber. You know how that feels.
Yeah.
I could be like you. I could comb my hair with a face cloth.
Stop it. Why you got to be like that? And you got the V for Vendetta thing going.
I got the what?
The V for Vendetta.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's my new look.
What is that? Like a landing strip on your chin?
Yeah.
Chin music.
Is that what it's called?
Chin music.
Okay. All right, I have no clue.
You guys are both rocking the little beards there, though.
The little beards.
Mm-hmm. The wee beards, as we
the
call them.
The wee beards. Brian, how long have you been in the country this time for now?
I've only been in Canada since Wednesday.
How long will you be around for, young man?
I will be here until the 24th of June.
Wow.
Unless they catch up with me.
Wow. Obviously, immigration did not get my call.
Well, this is more of a holiday than it is.
Good.
Yeah, we were gigging in America. Because we are legal there now. We got a visa.
Really?
We're allowed to tell folks we're doing gigs.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So that's all. I'm really pleased about that.
Nice. And I'm trusting your woman's here with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that's a long time away from that woman.
Yes.
She is just a stellar lady.
That's true. No, yeah. She's out shopping in the streets of Oakville
is
as
she?
We speak. Yeah.
Did you get dropped off or did
I
you?
Did.
Okay, so I'm taking you back.
You're giving me a lift home.
Brilliant.
Whether you like it or not.
Brilliant.
Otherwise, I'm going to be here for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, just on a personal note, if you'd like to go to our cottage, feel free to let us know and just go stay up there a couple of days.
Give me the keys and a car and I'll be out of here.
Done.
Okay.
All right.
Happy day.
Yeah, there we go. can you work for it, though? Can you play us a little tune?
Yes, of course.
It's not unconditional love in this house. What do you got, Mr. Brian Houston? By the way, that track that we came in on, well produced, love the grind. Is there a theme? Is there a grindy kind of theme to this CD?
This whole record, there's a guy called R.L. Burnside. And he had a record out about 10 years ago. It was kind of a blend of the blues and hip-hop. And that was my blueprint for this record. So This is funky.
Nice. Brian Houston, the CD is called Mercy.
Mercy.
Jesus, don't forget my name. That would suck, eh? I always have this this little visual in my head. And I'm following around the crowd with Jesus and everything, and all of a sudden he turns and he looks at me.
It says, who are you again?
How did you get in?
I thought we told you not to come back.
Security.
That's right.
Brian Houston on the Drew Marshall Show. This song you're going to play is?
Ooh, let's do Jesus Again. I think I'll play Jesus Again since it's a Jesus show.
Thank you very much.
And this is a song by Jesus.
Love it.
This is my little arch top guitars. Every Sunday, well, he gets dressed up. He gets to church and spit out the chain of church by 10:30. Well, he cries through the sermon meant to change his life. Gets converted all over again. Monday's fine, Tuesday's not so good. By Wednesday he's starting to shake. By Saturday night he's a total wreck who can't even stand up straight. He's getting into Jesus again. He's getting into Jesus again. Promise me this time he's gonna change. He's getting into Jesus again and again. And he makes me promises I know he's never gonna keep, no matter how hard he tries. You see, we find him at the bus stop at the end of my street. Some innocent passersby, oh, they helped me drag him back to my house. Oh, we laid him out upon the floor. He came to and he promised us to. It ain't ever gonna happen no more. He's getting me this time he's gonna change. He's getting into Jesus again. Will you sing this with me, boys, all together now? Whoa, 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 whoa. Just a little bit lighter so the people all across Canada can hear you now. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, he comes home almost every night, and I hear him slam the door. Me and my brother, we picture him stumbling up the stairs. Oh, and calling my mother a whore. Oh, we listen real hard, and we hear the sound. Oh, the signs of her start to cry. My daddy found Jesus for real last night. My mother met him when she said goodbye. He's getting into Jesus again. Oh, he's getting into Jesus again. Oh, he promised me this time it's gonna change. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's getting into Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Houston on the Drew Marshall Show. Oh, buddy, that is good. You know, your voice sounds as old as that guitar looks.
You think? It sounds. Yeah. Well, I've been doing tours. It sounds a bit crooked.
Well, it's supposed to sound like that, is it not? You got the. It's like. It's very Jameson sounding.
Jameson? Who's Jameson? Oh, Jameson.
Hi. Yeah.
Little Bushmills.
No,
James. Well, that's a compliment, I guess. So
yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, no, well done. I want to read to you something that is in your liner notes.
Oh, I hate this. I hate being pulled up on something that I wrote myself.
No, I'm not pulling you up.
That's way too honest.
Oh, stop it. except I got to put it in the right position. I just realized this is the year I need glasses. This is so much fun. It feels like this music has no home at the moment.
Yeah.
The pubs don't seem to need it, and the church don't seem to want it. Jerry. but it's what connects to how I feel, and so for better or worse, here it is.
Hmm.
That's kind of an interesting statement. I mean, it's not that interesting, but it's an interesting statement, I guess.
It's not that interesting, but it's all I've got.
It's all you've got. No, I was thinking about it the other day, last night, actually, because the most awarded male country artist in Canada, Mr. Paul Brandt, mm-hmm. did a concert last night at the Meeting House, and he's doing this tour. He released a gospel CD called Just As I Am. And in the, you know, in the country music, you can do a little gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, you don't release a whole gospel CD. Well, I guess you could, but you don't do a gospel tour.
Right.
Because it's still kind of weird.
Why do you not do a gospel tour?
Well, because people don't show up in Canada for that. If you're in the States, if you're in the Bible Belt, if you're in, you know, in the land,
okay,
then you slap on your best wife beater and you go. But not up here, man.
You're hilarious.
What about over in your neck of the woods?
Well, I guess that's probably why I wrote that statement, because I don't do the real, the whole, you know, the worship thing that the white kind of, which is a very white type of music.
Jesus Is My Boyfriend music?
Yeah, that's sort of, if I lay here, only with Christian words.
Right.
When I do that sort of thing, it's, I've tried doing that truthfully. I mean, like everybody else, I would like that to be able to, you know, work for my bank
account.
You mean
make money? Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't do it. I don't really feel it. And so this is the music that I feel, and I don't want to come across like, oh, I'm better than that. I'm really not. If I could sell my soul, I would. But no one wants to buy it. But, you know, it's
eBay.
I'm kind of half joking here, but.
No, I get it.
This music kind of. I've got into this blues stuff. I get into Muddy Waters. I get into Howlin' Wolf. I get into this guy, R.L. Burnside, and different people like that. And it's just what I enjoy. And Mavis Staples and Staple Singers, and hard gospel and all that stuff. And I just really like it. But I'm very aware that at this particular moment in history, the world, certainly the white Christian world, wants that particular type of music. And the black gospel is not this anymore. Black gospel is a very different thing.
It is. It's very Kirk Franklin-ish.
Yeah, diminished chords and has mixed in so much pop and rap and stuff.
And scale so much that you don't know what the note's supposed to be.
Exactly. You've got to have 11 fingers in each hand kind of thing. And I'm not that guy either, no. Right? I can't be. But so I just make this music because I like it. And so I'm aware that the music in that sense is an orphan, right? And that has no home. And so it was very interesting. For the first time ever, I actually brought it over and toured just this stuff without on any of the other kind of singer-songwriter stuff that I have. And down in North Carolina and places like that, it's very, very well received. It seems that's where it belongs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Live in the studio with Brian Houston, ladies and gentlemen. Brian has been on our show a couple of times. He is here for the Orangeville Blues and Jazz Fest, which someone told me the other day. It's like the fifth biggest blues jazz festy kind of thing in Canada.
I thought you were going to say the fifth biggest in Orangeville.
It's the fifth biggest show in Orangeville, ladies and gentlemen. Just beating out the tractor pull. It's kind of a big deal, although each and every weekend that they do this every year.
It chucks it down.
It just
doesn't it?
Bullets with rain. It's ridiculous.
I don't understand that. And the rain that came in yesterday was intense. I mean, it was not taking time to come down,
no.
As they say in Ireland.
No, yeah. You know? Is that what they say?
That's what they say. Look, that rain's not taking time to come down. They point out the window.
People just sit around
that.
And say that. here's the website for the Orangeville Jazz and Blues Fest, Blues and Jazz Fest. Got to get it right. OBJF. OBJF. Not OBGYN. OBJF. brianhouston.org. You all right there, Tim? And Brian Houston's website is brianhouston.com. It's pretty simple. If you're looking for someone from Hillsong, you've got the wrong show and the wrong guy. He's playing tonight at the Center. How'd the gig go last night? Because you played last night at the Center, 375 Hanson Boulevard, at 7 o'clock, $5 cover. By the way, what's with the $5 cover? That makes me think, if you charge me 20, 15 even, it gives me a little bit of, it's like buying a good wine, you know what I mean?
It's probably, I think they've got to cover like a registration for being part of the festival.
Right.
And they probably didn't want to price it to the point where folks didn't come.
Didn't come, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those balance things.
This is going to be the best $5 you've ever spent on. Depending how far you live from Orangeville, you may spend 35 on gas and then 5 on the cover.
Someone came in from Ottawa last night.
Come on, to hear you.
No, they were going somewhere else. They just stopped in.
Tonight in Orangeville at the Center, Brian Houston might be performing this song. Brian, what will you be doing
this
now?
This is off the new record. This is called My Debts Is Paid. My Debts Is Paid.
You have to explain this every time, don't you? My debts is paid.
It's either a black thing or a bad Belfast education thing. You can look at it whatever way you want to look at it.
Right. Well, I'll fill your boots.
Okay. Big lad. Go ahead. Okay. I better get my groove on here. My father told me one stormy night, when the fears had gripped me and I couldn't sleep right, he said, "Listen, good boy, don't wanna tell you twice, when you is poor, God's on your side." My father told me on his dying bed, he whispered softly, and this is what he said: "When I turn cold, cold, cold in my everlasting grave, I'm going to the place where my debts is paid. My debts is paid. My debts is paid. I'm going to the place where my debts is paid. Where there's no more lying, no more cheating, no more lawyers or the devil come a-creeping in. No, 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 my debts is paid. Go and tell your mama, go and tell your pa, go and tell your mama and I'll tell you." I said, "I'm leaving this world so cold and dark. I said, I'm leaving this world and my broken heart. Don't you cry, don't you cry, don't you cry no tears when I go to rest. I'm going to the place where my debts is paid. My debts is paid. My debts is paid. I'm going to the place where my debts is paid. Where there's no more lying, no more cheating, no lawyer, no the devil come a-creeping in. No, 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 my debts is paid. Where there's no more lying, no more cheating, no more lawyers, or the devil come a-creeping in. No, 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 my debts is paid. Well, go and tell your mama, go and tell your pa, go and tell your mama and I'll tell you what. Go and tell your mama, go and tell your pa, go and tell your mama and I'll tell you what. I'm going to the place where my debts is paid. I'm going to the place where my debts is paid. Boy, I can't get you when you're in your grave. Well, I'm going to the place where my debts is paid. The lawyer can't get you, the cops can't get you, preacher man can't get you. Well, the devil can, the devil can, the devil can't get you when you're in your grave. Well, the devil can't get you when you're in your grave. The devil can't get you when you're in your grave. And the lawyer can't get you when you're in your grave.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brian Houston. Tim and I are loving this. We are loving this.
Nice.
You suck. That's how the kids talk these days.
Is that right?
Hey?
Yeah.
You're bad.
That was sick.
Yeah.
But they're all mean good things.
Yeah.
Good things.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about this ratty old guitar you got. It looks worser than what Tommy Manuel walks around with. He's got a beat up, what are those Australian guitar? Maton guitar.
Yeah.
This is an 1832 Gibson. What is it?
Well, it's pretty old. It's like...
Or did you just make it look old? Did you antique it?
No, it's an old guitar. I mean, it was made in the 40s or the 50s or something.
Yeah.
But it's not worth a lot of money. Someone stuck all the pickups and electrics on it. I think it was an acoustic originally.
Yeah.
And then there's me beating the life out of it, which has made it look older.
Cool. Yeah.
It's getting wrecked, absolutely wrecked, since this guy in America gave me this plectrum.
Is that
a
yeah,
we call plectrum. That a plectrum.
Yeah.
A pick, as they say here. And this is made out of the stuff they make helicopter rotors out of. Right? Apparently.
Really?
And it sounds awesome, but it is devil on the guitar. Look at the heck of it. It's been wrecked.
Someone showed me Rick Francis, who's a brilliant session player and plays with a lot of people up this neck of the woods, lives in Justin Bieber's town, Stratford, showed me a wooden plectrum the other day.
Uh-huh.
A wooden one.
Yeah. They used to have those when I was a wee boy.
Well, because you couldn't afford, you just go to the local tree and carve out a plectrum, would you?
I don't know why that was. Maybe that was, I was a kid. Why are you asking me?
I don't
Stop
know.
Pushing
Stop
me.
It. Stop
pushing
it.
Me, man.
In your liner notes again, young man,
mm-hmm.
What's this business about love finding you in June 2011? What's that all about?
It was a cold, wet, windy night. there was, the way. It's all your fault because you're from Canada.
Right.
And I was in Chicago. And do you know this big church here called TACF?
Yes.
Toronto Airport Christian
yes.
Fellowship.
Yes.
They now call it, I think, Catch the Fire.
I think they call it...
yes.
Sorry.
Like that.
Stop it over there.
You see all that stuff, right?
The dog.
Like the dog
Tim
is
barked
up.
And the dog
By the
came
way,
up.
That is one big dog.
Isn't that a big dog?
That is the biggest dog I've ever seen
Tucker.
In this studio.
Tucker,
and,
say hi to Brian.
Hi. How you doing? And I was at this thing, and... folks were praying for me, and I kept falling over and falling over.
Oh, you did not.
I did. And I don't go in for all that. I like to be cool, right? And I'm sitting there.
You know this is going to affect our friendship, right?
Well, what can I do? You told me if we're ever going to be friends in this life, Brian Houston, you have to be real with me. Do you want me to lie to you?
Okay.
Or you brought it up.
All right.
You have to take the rough with the good. And so on one of these occasions, I was lying there on the ground, and literally this felt like something. God put his hand inside my chest and began to massage my heart. And I felt, it sounds real kind of weird and strange, but I'd never felt love like that before. And when I got up, we have a saying in Ireland, you couldn't anger me, right? In other words, I could not be made upset. And that lasted for months. And continued to kind of reveal to me, loads and loads of stuff that I hadn't experienced before to do with God. And it's kind of weird talking to you guys about it because, we've got the whole macho stick going on. And I know it doesn't work here. And probably Toronto is incredibly embarrassed about that revival in 94 and the
Well, it comes with baggage, that's all. It
Absolutely.
Just comes with baggage.
But I think, and I'm every bit as skeptical about people falling over and attracting attention to themselves as anybody else.
Okay.
But all I can tell you is something happened and I wasn't the same afterwards. And if that's what love does when it impacts your life, then I say bring it on. We all need that, right?
Sure.
Maybe you don't, but I do.
No. Look, I've been asked. That's one of the reasons I've sort of chucked a wobbly here spiritually over the last 4 years is because, I would love to get jiggy with that kind of... Get jiggy?
Yeah.
Really? That came out of my mouth?
Well, here... Now, this is true. I was sitting there. This had been going on. We'd been there from Thursday through to Saturday. And John and Carol Arnott from Toronto...
Nicest guy of the weirdest church I know. That's what I said to him when I interviewed him.
Really? And I'm sure he just smiled, didn't he?
He did. He just, pleasant guy that he is.
Well, Carol, his wife, who's a frail little lady, and she kept just praying for me. And I was literally was feeling bullied. I was feeling like I was getting picked on. Mm. What is it, the weird hair or something? I don't know. Leave me alone. And the stage was like an inverted U shape. And I happened to be sitting at one end of it. And when she was speaking, as she walked up this stage, I would turn and look the other way because I didn't want any more attention.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I felt like the Lord said to me, I felt like my father said to me, okay, son, is this the deal? When you want attention, when you want to get on the stage, and you want to tell jokes, and you want to, you know, have a bit of crack, which means fun.
Let me just tell you, in Toronto, that's a sensitive subject right now.
Okay. All right? Sorry for offense.
No, you're not offending anybody. Just don't use the phrase crack and Rob Ford in the same sentence.
Okay. I won't do that.
That's no our problem. Mayor.
Sorry, Mr. Ford. But so just for the crack, I was like the Lord said, son, when you wanna attract attention to yourself, that's okay. But when I want to give you attention, it's not okay. And it was so intimate and it was so gentle. And I said, yes, that's pretty much true. And then he said, so when did being cool be more important than being mine? And I'm thinking, you got me on that one too. And then...
Now, these are just thoughts whipping around in your head.
Well, or God speaking, depending on what you believe. Okay. I don't think stuff like that, though, right? I don't sit and talk to myself. Maybe I do. I don't know.
Yes, I do. But, no, I don't.
It is one of the tenets of our faith that God actually speaks to people. But, hey, who am I to be radical? and so the next thing he said was, why don't you just surrender? And so I've told John Arnott this. And so I said, okay. And no sooner had I said that than Carol Arnott said, Brian, come here. And I ended up on the ground. And that's when this whole thing happened, once I surrendered. And you know what? I think everybody's really good with the whole born-again thing and surrendering and making a statement and getting their ticket into heaven.
Yeah, but then what?
Continuing to surrender to God your entire life and being vulnerable is a bigger deal.
Yeah, it is.
True?
Yeah.
So it was part of that surrendering thing. So sorry to appear to be kind of vulnerable and weird.
Who poked a hole in it?
Who poked a hole in what?
In your love. In your love story.
Would you believe I got back to Ireland and I was busy sharing it with people and this dude, who is a Christian, completely dumped on the whole thing, and it took me a long way to get that groove back, because he stuck a big hole in it. He really did.
Yeah.
And after he discouraged me in that way, I mean,
was his name Foy Vance?
No, it wasn't. Okay. There's another man that needs the love of God, like us all. But have you seen Foy recently?
No.
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 I haven't seen him in a while.
No, where I talk to his people, because I think he has
people now.
He's got.
Oh, he's been promoted. Oh, I wish I had people.
Oh yeah, you got me, babe. You got me. Listen, let's do another wee tune. Brian Houston, what are we going out with, young man?
We're going out with the song I wrote in Toronto. Would you believe? After I was up in 12th Fret, the music store, trying to do a deal with that guy who I wasn't able to do a deal with. I was most disappointed. Then down onto Queen, and I'm into a secondhand clothing shop. I bought myself a couple of little ties. Came out, got in the car, drove the wrong way down a one-way street.
You idiot.
What can you do? But Canadian drivers are very helpful. A lot of them rolled down their windows and gave me hand signals as to which way I should go.
Oh, yeah.
And shouted something about wishing me luck or something.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But, and so I get to a stoplight, and I'm stressed out, and there's this guy... How your government must provide, who was very kindly washing windscreens.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I thought that's amazing the government would do that for folks.
Government job.
And I was sitting there in the vehicle thinking, this guy's going to want paid and I don't have any money.
Mm.
So then the thought occurred to me, wouldn't it be great if I carried around some money specifically to give away? And the whole thought went through my head that when Jesus came to town and he went through a place, he left good things behind him, as opposed to, you know, maybe conferences and stuff that happen these days, and maybe what gets left behind by the church isn't always positive. And I thought, so what? I'll carry some money in future to give away, and I wrote this little song called $5 on Your Dashboard.
Beautiful.
About that very idea.
Beautiful.
Try not to cry.
Oh, weepy moment, here we come. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Brian Houston, a very good friend on the Drew Marshall Show.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. $5 on your dashboard for the beggar who needs your help. Keep $5 on your dashboard and save the beggar from going to hell. Whoa, keep $5 on your dashboard for the beggar who needs your help. Keep $5 on your dashboard and save the beggar from going to hell. Drag me up, drag me down, drag me down.
drag me all over town. Drag me up, drag me down, drag me all over town. When the master came, the master saw, the master looked around. The master brought the kingdom of God to the people of every town. The blind could see, the lame could walk, and the sick folks, they got well. When the master brought the kingdom of God to the children of Israel. So keep $5 on your dashboard for the beggar who needs your help. Keep $5 on your dashboard and save the beggar from going to hell. Whoa! Keep $5 on your dashboard for the beggar who needs your help. Keep $5 on your dashboard and save the beggar from going to hell. Drag me